This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's another hour, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's On Your Mind. Ask that question for a very important reason. We want to know what's on your mind. Simple as that. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline for you to weigh in is 800-228-0550. 24-7 line for your comments. 855-200-1776. This hour, because we have a busy hour with Morton County Sheriff, Governor Jack Dalrymple, also going to check in with Andy Peterson from the Greater North Dakota Chamber about the policy summit that is happening on Thursday and Governor's Debate they'll be hosting, Governor's candidate debate. I'm going to give you a different number for the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion. If you've already been in, you're fine. But if you haven't been in yet and would like some tickets for the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion, we've been giving those away today. A pair of these will be yours if you do this. Call 855-200-1776, extension 1, leave a comment on anything. It could be about the presidential race, it could be about the Dakota Access Pipeline situation, it could be about your favorite tractor, it doesn't matter. Whatever you'd like to leave us a comment on, and then leave us your name and address, we'll mail you a pair. Okay? And if you do that this hour, we're sending them out. So as many as go, want to call in, get on the phone. 855-200-1776, extension 1. Leave a comment on anything, your name and your address, and we will mail those out to you, okay? It's September 2nd through the 5th in Rolog, Minnesota. Okay, we're also brought to you this hour by our friends at MyPillow, and that 4-for-1 deal is on. I'm getting an indication we might not be able to offer this all the way through the end of the year. So we might be having a new offer come up, but I don't know if it'll be as good. This is $160 in savings. It's 4 pillows under $100. 2 classic pillows, 2 travel pillows, and I kid you not, the price is $99.98. It's the classic 4-pack combo, a $160 savings. The 2-for-1 deal on the premium pillow is still available. That's 50% off on that. To get any of the great deals, go to MyPillow.com. Just type in the promo code Scott, S-C-O-T-T, or call 800-506-9028. Go to our newsmaker line, and George, James, and Karen, hang in. We'll get to you, but I need to go to our newsmaker line and chat with the sheriff of Morton County. Kyle Kirchmeier is joining us on the program for an update on the efforts surrounding the protest near the Dakota Access Pipeline construction site. Sheriff Kirchmeier, thanks for taking the time for us today. We appreciate it.
No problem. You're welcome.
I want to first ask you just how everybody's doing. I mean, you've got your own crew. You've got other law enforcement you've called on to come in for this. There's highway patrol there. This has been a stressful situation spanning, 10 days or so now. Give us a sense of how folks are doing on the law enforcement side.
Well, everybody is obviously, concerned over the whole issue of this, and everything comes back to the public safety side. So, as, you know, law enforcement comes in to make sure that everything stays safe, we're concerned about it, obviously, and, the protest is, at this point, has got to the stage where it has become unlawful, and we want to make sure that the public safety and not only the protesters, the pipeline workers, and the officers all stay safe until this gets worked out.
Can you explain what is unlawful for folks so they understand? Obviously, there's some involved in the protest that don't. They keep saying this is all, peaches and cream. And I think some of the general public don't understand what's unlawful about that. Can you explain that for us?
Yeah, correct. There's a difference between a peaceful protest, which every citizen has the right to do, and to the point to where it turns unlawful is where it becomes threatening on officers. The officers are being pushed in a line. We have been approached by aggressively by horses. And the biggest thing at this point is we're trying to provide the legal access that the pipeline company has to perform their work on private land. And they're blocking the access, and obviously you cannot block access to a private land and for where someone has the legal right to be. I mean, that's the whole issue on this.
By the way, listen to this. It's more powerful to see it, but just listen to this for our listeners for a second, then I want to ask the sheriff about it. This went on for a long time. It didn't sound like a peaceful protest to me, and it sure didn't look like one. It was horses being ridden within inches of law enforcement officers to the point they're having to back up and move over and everything else. How something didn't happen out of that, I have no idea. But is that an example of an unlawful protest and conduct unbecoming anybody against a law enforcement officer?
That's absolutely right. When officers are put in a position to try to maintain the peacefulness between what the protest is and what the workers have the right to do, and things like that are done to create tension between the protests and the officers, and it's we've held our restraint up to this point very, very well to make sure that they have their voices heard. But there comes a time when it becomes unlawful with the things that they're doing, and that is including criminal trespass with people going on to cutting fences of that nature, going over to and then going into the private property, running in front of the bulldozers, stopping that. We've had assaults on some of the private security guards, and they are also laser at night when we do flyovers. They are lasering our pilots. That's a federal offense.
Lasering pilots.
Correct.
Unbelievable. By the way, there was a release put out by the organizers of this, which are very much radical, environmental activists that are leading all this. I don't put a lot of that on the folks at Standing Rock and even their leadership, but they unfortunately invited some bad actors here in my mind. And that includes this Earth Justice, who says they're just flat out against what they call dirty fuels. There's Indigenous Environmental Network, there's Camp of the Sacred Stones, and there's Honor the Earth. And some bad actors infiltrate these groups. They put out a press release last week in response to your press conference and talked about how this is going to be a long fight, how this blockade is not over and will not cease until Dakota Access ends the proposed dirty pipeline. And they went on to say firearms and weapons are not allowed at the Sacred Stone Camp. Our security has done an exemplary job at maintaining safety amongst the crowd. We reject this fear-mongering tactic being used by the local police and media that paints our actions as violent and misguided. The only pipes in this camp are peace pipes used for prayer and expressions of love. As our camp is established on an act of prayer, we are committed to nonviolence. What do you say to that?
Well, I agree. If that was, if that's the case, and this protest is, if it's a legal protest, and they can go down there at the location and have their say and let their voices heard, that's fine. But when they start, threatening officers, doing the tactics that they're doing, putting our, officers in harm, and then also making sure that there's, their women and children are up in front. When this stuff is taking place, this puts everybody at harm, and this is why it is such a huge public safety issue. We're not putting out information, just to put it out. We have sources and information that gives us this, and we take all of that very seriously.
Some of that included discussions of protesters armed with firearms, and I've heard reports of some of them arrested that had firearms, so we know there were protesters there with firearms, not just somebody seeing somebody with a firearm. And then you also mentioned something to do with pipe bombs. Explain that.
Nope. Down at the protest site, we have not seen any firearms down on the scene. As far as law enforcement stuff, that we have not seen. But there are reports of firearms in the area. And there's also been, we've responded to, there's been gunshots in the area, but not around the protest site. So we haven't seen any weapons there, but we've got reports of, that they're in the area, and we just want to make sure that that's why it's such a huge public safety concern as far as the protesters, the pipeline people, and the officers that are involved.
You mentioned in a press conference something about pipe bombs. What was the threat or the concern over potential pipe bomb use?
Well, that stuff we're still following up on, and that's other information that was given to us that they were possibly would use pipe bombs or throw M80s and stuff like that at the officers. And that's, you know, that's the information we received. That's the information we have to take very serious. And because all 3 days that the officers were down there trying to make this a peaceful protest, and if it's peaceful, we shouldn't have to have 40 or 50 officers there to protect the pipeline people from them getting blocked and asphalt and water bottles and stuff being thrown at them when they're trying to leave the premises. That's not peaceful.
I have 10 seconds left, but will arrest begin under this new emergency order given the trespassing going on here?
Yes, that's all in the works right now. We're working towards to make sure that this remains peaceful and it's on in public safety is the utmost concern with everybody involved.
God bless you and everybody, law enforcement out there in a dangerous situation. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the time today.
Thank you.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better, PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
You can buy a car anywhere, so why do car, truck, and SUV buyers keep coming back to Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC? Because at Pucklett, you're treated like family. Shop Pucklett once and you'll be a customer for life. The Pucklett's name means quality, service, and selection. At Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, you'll find a huge selection of new cars and trucks, plus mint condition one-owner trades. Serving you in Bismarck and now in Valley City, that's Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, North Dakota's home for Chevy.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Is $32 an hour sound? Not too bad. It'd be a pretty good living there, right? How does a great benefits package like full health care, 401k with match, housing allowance, if you choose a Killdeer, North Dakota location is an example. My friends at Polar Service Center, they are one of the largest tank trailer manufacturers in North America. And they are actually the biggest throughout of Minnesota. That's where they build a lot of these. But they have polar service centers that service their tank trailers and other tank trailers all across North America, 32 of them, a matter of fact, and they have two in North Dakota because we're a big deal. And right now, they really need technicians. So if you're a trailer technician and you can do, say, suspension systems or brake jobs or electrical repairs, Titan repairs, if you can weld or fabricate, if you do the inspections, this visual type of inspection they do on tanks, you're certified to do that. We're talking $32 an hour. And they also do on-the-job training. Some really good guys that have been around the business 30-plus years, love training new guys, vendors that come in and do training. They do good work. Good company. Good company. I want you to call Gary. He's the Midwest manager for the upper Midwest region. And he said, Scott, give him my cell phone number. That's how badly we need folks in Williston and in Killdeer. And I want to hire him on the spot. 701-495-3592. That's the number. 701-495-3592. Just say, hey, Gary, Scott told me to call. I understand you got a gig for me. 701-495-3592. Check out the company, too. Polar Service Center. Speaking of big deals, Andy Peterson is the president and CEO of the Greater North Dakota Chamber of Commerce. And he is on our newsmaker line next up here because he and the chamber have this really fun policy summit planned for Thursday we want to tell you about. Andy, how the heck are you?
Scott, I'm great. How are you?
Well, I'm good. Busy day today, but there's always a lot going on in our great state, isn't there?
That's true. It's always something new each and every day, and it is a great state.
I'm looking at this lineup for the policy summit. First of all, maybe explain for people what a policy summit is.
Sure. The policy summit is a great format where we have panelists up on the stage. Generally, someone is against a certain policy and someone is for a certain policy. The panels are all moderated by pros just like yourself, and it's a great way to discuss an issue that might be coming to North Dakota. And as an audience member, you can participate simply by having a text-in number, and it appears on the big screen. The panelists see it as well. It's really interactive. It's a lot of fun, and actually, for those who think policy is somewhat dry, this is not. This is fun, it's exciting, and it's fast-moving.
It really is. It's like a radio talk show for an entire day on all kinds of different topics. You know, there's back and forth. People have opinions. It's really great, and it is not boring at all. And there are some pros there. Tom Gerhardt's the MC, and he's great. Chris Berg from Valley News Live is one of the moderators, and Andy was crazy enough to let me do one of them. Joel Heitkamp will be doing one as well. And then there's a hot box. What is this hot box deal? What are we going to do there?
Well, the hot box is brand new, so this is where we take the moderators and put them on stage, and I ask the questions, and then folks from the audience can pop up into a smaller stage on either side of the big stage and offer their opinion as well. So not only were they able to text in, but they'll be able to stand up and say, this is what I believe, obviously with some controls on it. But, you know, it's a way for everyone to get involved and to talk about things. It'll be fast-moving. If you've seen the show, Pardon the Interruption, where they go through a plethora of topics. That's what the hot box is all about. We're going to talk about everything from immigration to Medicaid expansion and concealed carry, constitutional carry. All those things will be on the stage, so it'll be exciting.
Should be. I better watch Pardon the Interruption before I get in the hot seat there. I've not seen that show before. Where is that show?
Oh, that is on ESPN. It's a great show, and they go through these topics, lickety-split. I like it, actually.
That sounds like fun. Here's the topics. Mental health, obviously, much more common in the news and related to issues with crime, drugs, and prison population. So that's one of the tobacco tax, and we've had a lot of fun discussing that debate here on the program. Business incentives been really big topics lately in Bismarck, downtown in Fargo, but a FedEx thing. I mean, there's been a lot of them, so that'll be a juicy one. And then you've got one kind of just on sort of left versus right, more liberal-leaning versus more right-leaning. But you've got the two party chairs and Libertarian Party chair, too. So a three-way battle there, which will be pretty good with all the political parties. The legacy fund, which is always one, do you spend the principal, do you not? When do you? Do you just do the interest? The Bank of North Dakota, good one there. And then you end the evening with a momentous and first, I believe, gubernatorial debate, right, Andy?
We do. We do. And that will be also broadcast. I believe you're handling that feed as well as the KX system. So it should be a great day.
Yeah, it's KX's debate. They're going to be showing it, but we'll simulcasted as well. Looking forward to that. And so you'll be able to hear the Policy Summit 2016. And if folks want to go, what do they do?
So it's really easy. You can go to our website, ndchamber.com/summit. You can register for the policy summit itself. If you want to come to the gubernatorial debate, that's really easy. Show up at the Ramcota in Bismarck at 6:30, and those who've been at the policy summit all day will have reserved seating. Those who just show up come on a first-come, first-served basis, and you can come in and hear the gubernatorial debate.
Also a packed dinner earlier, 5 to 6:30, which is there's a donation suggested there of just $50 at the door, but a good cause because of the good work
yes.
that Andy and his team do on behalf of, you know, business and all the commerce that goes on in North Dakota, being a real voice for a very reasonable, a good voice for business out there, too. So you help their efforts in getting candidates that are business-friendly out there as well.
Correct.
So that's important.
Yeah,
hey, Andy, looking forward to it.
All right, Scott, I am looking forward to it. I'm excited to have you as one of our moderators, and I think it'll be a fun and exciting day.
One more time on the website.
ndchamber.com/summit.
This Thursday, the Ramcota in Bismarck. Thanks, Andy. Have a good day.
Hey, thanks, Scott. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
George in Bismarck, you're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Tell me what's on your mind.
Can I go back to Roleg?
You sure can. It's I think it's pronounced Rolog, but yeah.
Rolog?
Yep.
Okay. In 1954, I was a freshman at NDSU in civil engineering, and my roommate was a mechanical engineer, and he heard about a demonstration at Rolog. We drove out there, and they had one steam engine case and one case thrashing machine and two drawn by horses bundle racks. That was the first show in the Rolog.
How about
and
that, huh? That was, you were a part of history.
And when I mentioned it to my dad that they had a case steam engine, he, of course, trashed many years during the teens, 20s, and early 30s with a case steam engine for trashing. So I took him over there I don't know how many times. And the last show that I was there was probably 2 years ago, and it's unbelievable what it went from 1954 to what it is today. I also want to mention that I took my dad to New Rockford and Makota. They also have good shows. Thank you, Scott, for a good show. I enjoy your show all the time. Listen all the time. Thanks, Scott.
Hey, George, did you say Makota, right? Is that where Makota
is?
Makota, okay. I've seen the signs for that. I meant to mention that. Is that one been, when is that one, do you know?
I don't know the date, but it's always sometimes around, you know, around Labor Day.
It is, too. Okay, all right, great.
And New Rockford's got one, too.
Oh, good. I wanted to hear about some other ones, so that's pretty neat. And I'm really, and I think I've been saying Thrasher's wrong. How do you say it?
Thrasher's what?
I'm saying Steam Thrasher's reunion wrong. Is it Thrasher's?
Yeah, Thrasher's. The machine that thrashes the grain. It's the Thrasher's, yeah.
Thrash it up. I got to get that right. George, God bless you. Thanks for listening. We'll see you in Rolog. I hope you're going to join us.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Exciting service I am really, really proud to have as part of our sponsors on the show. OurOldNumber.com. That name says it all because a lot of us still have our old landline right in the home. And like most folks, you probably had it for many years. Everybody knows the number, directory assistance, the doctor's office has it, all, everybody in the family, right? But with our busy lifestyles, you're on the run. Who's home anymore? And you miss important calls. Or when you are home, you get just telemarketing calls. Well, folks, OurOldNumber.com is the perfect solution. With OurOldNumber.com, calls to your important home telephone number are forwarded on to the cell phones. Any cell phone. That's right. Any call to your home number can be forwarded on to any member of your household at any time where they are. So say, you and your wife are at work or out running errands and the kids are after school activities. When friends or family call your home, they can pick who they want to speak to. That simple. The call is then immediately and seamlessly forwarded on to that family member's cell phone. And remember these two important additional features. First, telemarketers cannot get through to you anymore. And second, you save money every month by canceling your landline service. That's right. For the rest of August, our listeners get a free activation by using the promo code SCOTT, a savings of $25. 800-774-0534 is the number. Or you can go to ouroldnumber.com. 800-774-0530. Or OurOldNumber.com. All right, we are waiting for Governor Dalrymple to join us in just a moment. In the meantime, Dennis in Burke County, what's on your mind, Dennis?
Well, first of all, Scott, thanks for taking my call, and I really appreciate your show. Referencing an earlier caller about checking on the background of some of these protesters, I think that would be an excellent project for somebody that was really serious about doing a good job in journalism. Which is what we're kind of lacking today, I think, in a lot of our news media. So that was my main comment.
That's a good one, Dennis. Thank you for that very much. Somebody just personal messaged us here on Facebook and said, McCody has their threshing bee October 1st and 2nd, and Adam says, I'm saying threshing bee wrong, and the previous fellow was saying it wrong. But I'm not going to say that. He was at the first threshing bee in Rolog in 1954. You think I'm going to say he's wrong? If he says thrashing, I kind of like thrashing better anyway. Say it that way. But anyway, McCody's October 1 and 2, so we got that one. And then if there's any others, let us know. In fact, call our off-air line, 855-200-1776. If there's any other thrashing reunions we should know about. And if you leave not only a comment, but also your name and address, we'll mail you a pair of tickets for the Rolog Show. September 2nd through the 5th. Our next guest is the governor of the great state of North Dakota, the pride of Castleton, Jack Dalrymple. Welcome back to the program, sir. How are you?
I'm great, Scott. Good to be with you.
I was in your hometown there of Castleton on Friday by accident.
Oh.
But I
it's
was
a great town. One of the best, that's for sure.
Exactly. You're probably wondering why I was by accident. I'm going to squeeze this in because I promised the story about the kids today. Our daughter is the captain, a co-captain of the Shanley volleyball team this year. So we're proud of her. And
I didn't know it.
My wife sends me a text earlier in the day. She says, are you going to Casserole? I said, well, I'm not familiar with where that is, but if you can help me out, I'll be there. She said, autocorrect. It was Castleton.
So,
okay, I'll be at Castleton. What time? It was for the game. Problem was the game was in Barnesville. So it kind of had our wires crossed there a little bit, so I ended up doing like a little whirlwind tour there. But I got to go to Castleton. I thought of you. I saw your picture, so it was a fine time.
Well, that's good. I had two girls of my own like play volleyball, and there is nothing more exciting.
There isn't. I love it. I know. I'm not going to miss any games this year, even if I get bum info on where the games are. I'm going to figure out a way to do that. Oh, well, anyway, appreciate you joining us. I know it's a busy time. Let's start maybe with this new information on what you signed on Friday and what it means related to the Dakota Access Pipeline protest going down on down near Cannonball, North Dakota. Explain what this, why you did this and why it's necessary.
Well, an emergency declaration is really the same thing that we use like in a flood situation or something like that. It allows the other political subdivisions, including like a county sheriff's department, to access state resources in an expedited way. In other words, you know, you don't have to go through an RFP process and bid for materials or something like that. You can get assistance of all kinds, and the whole process is very streamlined. You know, the word emergency is in there, but this is not a call-up of the National Guard or anything like that. It's just a declaration that allows all the other agencies and political subdivisions to take advantage of state resources.
And by state resources, you mean what? What would be some examples of what's needed?
Well, let's suppose, the sheriff of Morton County needed some additional equipment or they needed some additional supplies. They have, you know, really complete access to, you know, ask us for anything. And, you know, there isn't any red tape or anything that gets in the way. It can be, just pure funding. They need to, pay some overtime for their people and that type of thing. They don't have the money on hand. Because it's been declared an emergency situation, they can get funds directly from us.
The Bismarck Tribune story this weekend that talked about $750,000 to $1 million in the way of estimated cost. And it says if the protests continue for the next few weeks, I've heard some people also suggesting that the protesters themselves are being accommodated with water and porta potties and other resources from the state or at state expense. Is that accurate?
Well, let me clarify that for you, Scott, because it's a very good question. When people initially started to just show up in the Cannonball area and, enter an encampment there on the Army Corps of Engineers property, I think there was, some assistance, with water and portable toilets and that type of thing, just because we had a congregation of people taking place. But when things turned unlawful there at the end of last week and again a week ago today, that stopped because, no state assets are going to be, brought to support any activity or any area that is engaged in unlawful activity. So that has stopped.
You've gone through sort of what this does. What is it necessary? What's your hope here? I mean, is your hope that this diffuses the situation and ultimately clears out the camp? I mean, I've heard talk of, you know, this being an unlawful protest. The sheriff just talked about that. I asked him if this will help with the, you know, beginning arrests soon for people who are trespassing and are places that they should not be and unlawfully protesting. And he said that's going to begin soon. So what do you expect will come as a result of what you did here?
Well, you know, we are obviously coming up on a day, and I can't say what day that's going to be exactly, but we're working up to a day when the pipeline workers would like to get back onto that private property and continue to lay pipeline. And we want to be sure that we are thoroughly and totally prepared for that day and understand exactly what is going to take place. We want to know that we have the manpower. We want to know that we have the understandings with the various federal agencies that are involved. And, you know, that is going to take place. But as you know, this is a serious situation. I think by Wednesday we feel that there may be as many as 3,000 Indians in the encampment. As you've said on your show before, probably 90% of them, maybe 95% of them, are in the right spirit of a peaceful protest, which is entirely legal in our country. But there is an element we know of outside agitators who have come into the area, and their intentions are not good. So we have to be very, very careful of the situation. The safety of the general public and of our law enforcement and ultimately of the workers is absolutely paramount. We have to be sure that we do not have injuries or, God forbid, any fatalities take place.
Yeah, it's amazing to me it hasn't happened already. We have audio we played earlier, but it's more powerful to hear, to see it. For one, does this sound peaceful to you? Does this sound? And when you see it, and you probably already have, you know, horses charging a line of law enforcement officers, your heart about stands still. Have you seen that video?
Yes, and you know, I think it's very important, you know, for everybody to understand the truth of the situation. We don't want to exaggerate it, but we don't want to understate it either. And I appreciate your help in getting good information across. I understand that the Morton County Sheriff was on earlier. Is that right?
He was, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he probably went through some of the things that we have seen already in that area. Vandalism, trespassing, contact with law enforcement, and, you know, blocking of the highway, and really, Scott, hundreds of criminal acts. So there's no question that, you know, it's not a good situation. But even so, the plan has got to be aimed at, you know, maximum safety for the general public and for workers and law enforcement, and that is our guide every day.
Take a short break and come back with more with Governor Dalrymple in a minute. And I know Glenn and Mandan has a question. We'll get to that as well in the next break. I also want to ask about, just as governor, what concerns you about a lawful, you know, cited project being shut down because of protesters. I mean, that's not the kind of business-friendly environment we want to put forward. Obviously, we want everybody safe, but I want to talk a little bit about that as well. I think an important line needs to be drawn in the sand there. By the way, tomorrow we're up at the UAS Summit in Grand Forks. We'll have one of the top NASA folks on talking about how excited they are about the FAA test area in North Dakota. So that and more
You're
tomorrow.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features Terry Weaver, NDSC Traffic Safety Coordinator, discussing the importance of parents setting aside time to practice driving with their teens.
Practice with your teens. Like I said, every time you go somewhere, let that teen drive so they can experience night driving, all conditions, weather, all of those things. Because the more practice they get, the safer they'll be. Let those kids drive. Every time you get in the vehicle, let them drive, because in a year from now, they're going to be driving and doing those things anyway. So it's better if they have that experience with that parent in the car, so it's the safest conditions that they can practice in. And again, as a parent, you can set an example. Don't talk on the phone. Don't text while you're driving, and be that role model for your teen.
To learn more about what you can do to improve your teen driver safety, go to www.ndsc.org/alive at 25.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at Petroserve USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at Petroserve USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of Petroserve USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings. Always, my personal favorite is the 4 for $4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a Petroserve USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Many of you have already done business with the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. You know what I'm talking about, right? Verizon, the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. And of course, B-Mobile is the largest premium retailer in the region. But did you know B-Mobile Verizon is more than just phones and tablets? Have you heard about this Hum technology by Verizon? Perfect tool to make your car smarter and safer. Roadside assistance, diagnostics, maintenance reminders, vehicle locator. I love that one. Hands-free Bluetooth calling, too. It's unbelievable. And for a limited time, if you have a teen getting their license, you can get the Hum equipment, the activation fee, and 3 months of service back as a bill credit. So get home and go. BeMobile.com to find a location near you. Connect to communicate at BeMobile, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer. Continuing our chat with Governor Jack Dalrymple, we've been spending a lot of time on this program trying to give you factual information about the Dakota Access Pipeline Project, number one, and number two, the protests related to it. We're chatting with Governor Jack Dalrymple about new efforts to declare an emergency and allow for agencies that are helping to be reimbursed and to kind of better coordinate this whole effort. You mentioned earlier that the order does not mean the National Guard will be called in. A lot of our listeners said they should be called in. This is a time that they should be called in. I've heard law enforcement say if we do that, that's exactly what the protesters want. Do you see a scenario at all in which the National Guard would become involved here, Governor?
Well, I'd really rather not, you know, speculate on that. This is primarily a law enforcement situation. We want to be sure we have people who are, you know, experienced and trained in law enforcement whenever people are involved. And we also know that, you know, manpower does make a difference. We have to be sure we understand, like, you know, how many people does it take, you know, to be sure that you're in control of the situation. Now, the federal government has a role in this. The main encampment is located on U.S. Army Corps of Engineers property. We know that normally the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers does not allow people to simply camp on their property. I think if you tried that, you wouldn't be there very long. And so the presumption is that the Corps is going to at some point say, you know, you can't stay here indefinitely. That makes the federal government a partner in this situation. I think they have to step up and take some responsibility as well. We're a small state. You know, the amount of manpower that, you know, we can muster is not the same as it is in a big state. So the federal government is going to, you know, have to help us, I think, with the ultimate management of this situation.
I've said I thought Senator Heidi Heitkamp was not being helpful enough. We asked to speak with her last week about this for two reasons. One, she has some credibility with the energy folks, right? She's been an advocate of pipelines, helped her get elected, and obviously has received a lot of votes in the Native American country and has relationships there and is totally absent. Last week, in fact, she was, you know, doing ag visits completely unrelated to this and has told other people privately, it's a no-win situation, I'm not getting involved. Would you like her to be more involved? Could she be helpful here?
Well, I think anybody who has good relationships with the Indians in general can be helpful. I like to think that my relationships are fine, and we have communications based on our past good relationships in North Dakota. But again, I've got to emphasize that the real concern here is people that have come in from outside of North Dakota. They do not have good intentions.
They have been welcomed. That's where I think the chairman of Standing Rock has some culpability here. I mean, they've welcomed those outside groups in, have they not?
Well, I think that's a very good question, and we should, you know, keep asking that question. There's, you know, been conflicting statements made on that, and of course that is probably water over the dam at this point. But no, it doesn't seem like, people have really been discouraged very much.
Yeah, I've said, too, the protest could move to Standing Rock. If we're meaning this to be a peaceful protest, move it over there. Then you're not trespassing, and then it's not unlawful. Glenn and Mandy, and a quick question for Governor Dalrymple, and we have to let him go. Go ahead, Glenn.
Yeah, I was just wondering, when this is all said and done, is the state prepared to have the Standing Rock Reservation built for all this?
I think in the end, those that have caused these expenses to be incurred will be held liable. And I'm not prepared to say right now exactly how many dollars that is where, but The Bureau of Indian Affairs is involved. The Department of the Interior is involved. The tribe itself is involved. Those that have created expenses will be held accountable.
All right. And, Governor, I just have a short, literally 15 seconds for an answer. Did the state ask Dakota Access Pipeline to shut down operation?
No, we did not ask them specifically. But the main point there, Scott, is the pipeline that is being built to go under the river is safe.
Right.
State of the art, 90 feet under the river. The chance of it leaking is absolutely next to zero.
Good points. Yeah. Thanks, Governor. Appreciate the time. We are out of time, folks. See you tomorrow.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.